I woke up this morning with the thought on my mind that we are in a time of tremendous grace. And that thought immediately led to the second thought, which is there is always grace before judgment. And the scripture that rolled around in my mind was that my spirit will not always contend with man, which is what God said before he brought universal judgment, the flood. Before there is judgment, there is always such tremendous grace, grace before judgment. So wherever your theology takes you, what is happening and what God is doing in the earth must point for you, if your spiritual eyes are open, that we are in the end of the end times. Because the judgment that will come upon the earth when it's God's time is when the church has been taken out of it and everything will be wrapped up like a scroll. Beloved of God, we are in the end of the end times, and God is pouring out his grace, his mercy, his favour upon all mankind. We need to step into the timing of God right now and appropriate what he's doing for the people around us who do not yet know him, so that we extend hands of hope and love, healing and joy and happiness, and extend those hands being a light in the darkest of places. Because very soon he will come for his bride. So I don't know where that leaves you this morning, but it leaves me looking up, expectant, and enjoying the grace of God, but hoping to touch absolutely everybody that I come into contact with, that no one is safe from a blessing. Your prayers are going to be answered. Pray with expectancy and faith. Whatever you are asking for, it's going to be answered. Walk towards him, ask him. Walk towards him believing, walk towards him seeing the answers to the impossible. God bless you as you think on this.